This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti now. Makes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them are spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one poison me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dark way you did that when they think tough. No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up.
January 15th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Yeah, boy, it's that kind of Monday. And we got a lot to talk about. I know what plenty of y'all want to talk about, but you don't got to wait till 5 o'clock for that portion of the show. We ain't talking no sports till 5 o'clock. But I promise you, I will give you full 100 5 o'clock, my complete post-mortem of my shit. Boy, I'm going to set it down. And I can be real with a lot of people and a lot of Cowboy fans. Some of y'all may agree with what I say. Some of y'all may disagree with what I got to say. But we need changes in Dallas. And I know things won't really change until God calls Jerry home. But until then, we need some other changes. We talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour. In this hour, we got plenty to talk about. I go open up the lines because a lot of stuff came in over the weekend. What we need to talk about. Big headline in today's Guardian. PM pledges tough action on crime. PM, we have to address bail issue. Yes, sir. And we need to do it rapidly. Man murdered during fight. Okay, I mean, and then not to mention all the other disappointing news from over the weekend. Including them. But that's a jokey. That's a jokey. Wow. You know what I'm laughing at? I'm laughing at page 4 and 5 of the Guardian. Talk to human menace in his own words, part one. I got to read that. That's a good bathroom read right there, you know? You enjoy that on the throne, Wally. You know, when you get in, you take it in uninterrupted. You know what I mean? Take it all in. And then it might be even close by. You know what I mean? The same category once you're in the bathroom, you know? Storing the same file, you know? Wow. Boy, you see a lot of stuff on a Monday. All right, here's how you chime in New Providence. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Toll free to anyone of the family islands, 242-300-5720. 242-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. And on a separate note, Antoine, I know you're listening. I was here all last week. The days I was on, you know, didn't call me. Monday, Tuesday, didn't call me. But when Pearly was on, he decided to call Pearly. Yeah, I hear you calling Lang Show. I hear you calling. Why you ain't calling the Big Dog Show? You know inevitably I can call BS on your stance on crime at some point, right? But you still got to call me because you didn't wish me Happy New Year like you did everybody else. And I was the one actually who actually cut you a new path around it, because when I first reached you, was on the stop list. I said, no, man, not Antoine. Not Antoine, man, not Antoine. So, Antoine, let your conscience be your guide. Let me see if you're good people, if you're a real PLP. Anyway, let's get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll pick it up as the Monday, January 15th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets. Ours are handmade using 100% white meat, unlike the no-gets. At KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loan today. Call us at 356-7764.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
We're back at you on the Monday, January 15th edition of Talking Heads, and we just got up into the headliners. Who's what? What's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And let me tell you, new arrivals in stock right now, both locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, and the which is the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. So be sure to check them out. Both locations available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So be sure to check them out. All right? And as I look at what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844, big headline, PM pledges tough action on crime. Davis says stronger anti-gang law coming. That's the key word, coming. We haven't heard this before. With murder count climbing almost daily, Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis gave a national address that are wreaking havoc on the streets of New Providence. First, Davis said the immediate response will be a three-staged approach, clearing the gangs out of the communities, keeping the communities safe by having police maintain a relentless presence there and investing in those communities. We're going on the offensive, he said. Put simply, our first phase is to clear out the gangs from the neighborhoods. Our police, armed with new resources and resolve, will strike hard during these gangs, against these gangs. We're not just disrupting them, we're dismantling them. We will show no mercy to those who have shown no mercy to their fellow citizens. If you choose crime, you will face full weight and might of the law. Well, let's see if that happens. I mean, that sounds what we need to have happen. That sounds like it's a step in the right direction. But can we enact it? It looks good on paper, but can we get it to play out physically? Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio.
Yeah, how you doing, Talking Heads?
What's happening, brother?
Everything good. Listen, the current situation with gangs in the Bahamas is a direct, no one will say it, but it's a direct result of American culture. I'm not promised it's becoming more.
Now, I want you to demonstrate to me, and I will agree with you before you go in, that American culture does have an influence, but that is not the only reason why we're here.
But let me show you. I'll tell you how. The institutions, entertainment, what we learn, is directly influenced by American culture. And now most Bahamians are engaging in American culture. We, the house, the mortgage, the fancy life, the fame, the hype, and then a diet that is based on a fast food diet. Well, there's lots of studies all over the world demonstrating to you what happens when you have a straight diet, a fast food, and you have glorified idealism. And that's exactly what happened. This is now a culture. The young brothers, the gang situation in the Bahamas, some of the leaders of the gangs are directly influenced by people who you might know of, for example, like NBA YoungBoy and the Chicago.
Big man, I got a 16. Listen, I got a 16-year-old son. I know about all of them and BGD okay. Duck and all of them. Connect to a can of what? And you want to talk about YMT Melly and you want to talk about Quando Rondo and killing the King Vaughn. We could go through all of that.
Right. So good. I glad you know it. Now, this now in.
Hey, I may be getting older, but I ain't gonna never stop being cool. Don't never forget that.
Okay, then go on with your body. But this influence is so powerful, and so much people, younger brothers, are tending to live. I could take you back. Remember when they had an incident with the two young brothers would take the next little young brother, Oak, and killed him because they was going to initiate him.
Oh, my God, that sickened my heart. And I know that family involved with that. And right. They still haven't recovered from that. And my thoughts still go out to them.
These things is a direct result of imagery and what these people consume. And then, besides that, the majority of the population, we are from a culture that operates on knowledge. Our religious systems, none of it operates on knowledge, knowing, research. So people are more influenced by what the dollar projected. So whatever finances, because I tell you, you might believe it, the Lord alone create the culture, they follow it.
No, listen,
and when they follow a culture that is so ingrained and this what they pushing and projecting, like if we lock up all the people who committing crime right now, today,
we
right
now, not anybody on the street.
Right. If we lock them up today, we will see in a matter of months, a whole new group of people taking their spot immediately.
Well, that's how it always goes with a black market environment. When you have certain entities that you know, one gets replaced by the other, it's called evolution. Right. Somebody waiting to take that spot.
Exactly. And if you look, let me tell you the true measure of the measure of your country. And that's why I say we Americanize this American culture. When you see you have a country where everyone lying to each other, but everything all the time trying to get ahead and make a dollar, then you are fully immersed.
But just let me add to your point, because you made some very good points, and I agree with a lot of the points you made. But I do think we are such a direct reflection of America, like you said, and some of the influences they have on us via social media, via the internet, via programming. Mm-hmm. Our religious leaders, our societal leaders, our activists, our schools, everybody needs to make this an effort to curb this. This is a societal thing now. We can't finger point. We got to come together and make it happen.
Talking Ed, but see, this is the point. This is the problem. See, the Americans want you to be Americanized so you could be a part of the market. Anything that goes against that, they are against their interests.
I get that, but there's still some things called brought up. See, that we out here in this country that we lost. If we reclaim some of that back, and that comes with society. The religious leaders, the government, the people, the citizenry, we got to take interest in this country again. How many young men do you want to see finish die? Now, young ladies, do you want to see die before the age of 30, caught up in this foolishness?
But brother, we could, if we start, you talking about a paradigm shift, that paradigm shift would cause us to endorse the behaviors and the culture we want and then institutionalize it. Well, guess what? We will be way more knowledgeable how we spend our money, how we enter into agreements. And that will be that large scale, because now you have people who will demand more. So it is not in the best interest of the people who control the money to have what you just say enacted.
Boy, this looks like we in a tug of war here, man. Push and pull.
Let me show you how it works, brother. Because see, when you
I have quite a good idea how it works, but I mean, you know, you may differ in opinion in some areas, but we kind of on the same page.
Right. When I say that, I say that most humbly, not to insult you in it.
No, man, I didn't take it that way. We good.
Let me help you. Let me show you a vintage point, right? You ever heard the saying, you between a rock and a hard place?
Catch 22.
Okay, then. That right there is one of them sayings, Catch 22, from Game Theory. So say, for example, I'll give you an example. You work for Guardian News right now. And you find out now that Guardian News is doing something so outrageous that you could not, in fair standing, speak out against, work for Guardian. Guardian News is the thing that you get your funds from to support your survival and the change that you want.
That's a good point, too. But even more so, if you use that example, with no Freedom of Information Act and no Whistleblowers Act, and this government and Mr. Mitchell trying to punish whistleblowers, ain't nobody trying to blow no whistle no more. Brave exactly. didn't give you a whistle and tell you to blow it, then they won't punish you for blowing it. So that's another catch-22 right there. That's another rock in a hard place.
You were rocking a hard place. And then, let me show you what the funny thing is because we never had self-determination. Most of our leaders, when they go and meet amongst their other leaders, because we don't have the army and the finances and the backing to stand independently, most of them is going to those meetings in pure fear because fear happens with the unknown. When you don't know what the conclusion of something would be, your mind is in a state of fear.
Now, but let me ask you this question. But I want to ask you something because we're talking about the gangs and stuff and the culture and the change, right? Have you seen anything? And I got to ask this because I've seen nothing from our Minister of National Security that he's serious about dealing with this gang culture. And my question is, what security hat or does he have his defense attorney hat on? But he makes a lot of money on. So I look over here, we have to address bail issues, but are we going to really address bail issues? Because that might make it bad for business for some of the lawyers who represent these clients.
Right. And our Minister of National Security is, he has more work. He don't, look at the brother is look like he falling asleep half the time. Most of the things, he don't have the amount of work he has. He don't have the time to address these. I give you an example. He said that what we should do is implement.
Hold on, wait a minute. You said the amount of work he does, he don't have time to answer these issues?
No, I said the amount of work he has, there's no way that he could competently.
Oh, okay.
Right? He could competently address this because this is more, this is a socio-economical disposition.
But ties back to the government, the society, the religious leaders, the community leaders, the educational leaders. We are the activists. We all have the Minister of National Security should lead the way. He shouldn't be sleeping the wheel. He should have something to say. By Christ, it's his job to make sure we secure, so he should have something to say.
No, it isn't his job, and I'm disagreeing with you. His job is to actually oak any fire that it'll cause to overturn of an institution.
Isn't his job as Minister of National Security to close loopholes in the law too that allow criminals to walk freely every day?
Yeah, let me tell you why.
It's bad for business when he puts on the defense attorney outfit and hat when he comes out of office. Right. That's why. If we keep it at 100.
His position is because he know with any self, and me and you could speak to this. We both know the 20-year endeavor where you have to shift the environment and all the trappings and working. China did it best. They closed out all Americanism, all the video.
But you're talking about closing out America. That is our closest neighbor to the North. And look at the benefit. Without America, we in problems. Let's be honest now. So we got to look at dealing with this diplomatically. They can still feed us, but we can say, hey, we don't want you to feed us certain things. We refuse to eat these certain things.
But let me ask you this then.
I eat with the information that they're trying to feed us.
Let me ask you this. Okay, you refuse something that I have the power that is fuel your economy.
I can still say, hey, we can have all our agreements and all our terms, but your stance that you're taking on this, we strongly disagree. And due to protocols that we've signed on to internationally, human rights protocols, so on and so forth, we take a stand. Okay. No, we respectfully agree to disagree, neighbor.
Okay then, neighbor. So let me ask you this then. And then I come to you and I say, well, you know, I leverage the Washington consensus against you. And I say, you know what? You won't stand on your own.
Why? Because we are too strategically located for them ever to want to lose us. Look at look at China, where they're moving in. Look, why would they just build a $40 million embassy, second largest in the world outside of the United States, if they wanted to do us some sort of harm or stand us down?
Let me tell you why they do that. Because that's
you don't play poker, hey.
Place where I can go and play poker, hey. and watch the Chinese from.
You don't play poker,
part of the region. But to my point, this is what I'm saying. We already a part of structural readjustment because anytime you take a loan from the IMF, you undergo what is called the Washington consensus.
I get all these nice points that you're making pertaining to the global mobilization and the Washington census and all of that. But you still come off the point we started off talking on.
Because, see, you know, let me tell you what happened. as you endeavor and dig into it, the money is moving and shaping.
Correct.
And the cultural influence.
And what we're focusing on, and who's supposed to do what they're supposed to do, getting distracted by the money and ain't doing what they're supposed to do from top to bottom. That's another big problem, too. But anyway, I got a couple other calls, caller. Good stuff as always. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, good afternoon, Naughty. What's going on?
Hey, Antoine, what's happening, man?
Boy, I regularly...
Boy, you treat me like an outside stepchild. Yeah, you treat me like an old, I don't know, like old Vanguard member, but not even like those COI or no FNM. You treat me bad, man.
Look here. Your show is turning into a week back, finalist, jelly, talk show. I might as well tell you that right now.
What?
Because you're supposed to be someone...
No, hold on. Before you start laying into me, you could give me the same respect you gave other people. Now, if you don't want to do that to me, I could get very disrespectful with the BS I heard you spouting last week with Purdy.
Like, yeah.
Okay, so don't try to get off there now, okay?
Listen.
Because you ain't want me to talk about Spanish jellyfish, what you've been doing for the PIP for years. Where's your spine? Where's your bollocks?
Who?
You ain't want me to go there, right? I have cojones elefantes, so I know how big they are.
Look here. Happy New Year to you, my brother.
Thank you. That's much better. Happy New Year. All the best to you and yours, too.
Happy New Year 2024 to you and your family. God's continued blessings.
And all the best to you and yours, too.
And I appreciate that in God's most choice blessings.
And may God bless this new Bay government to do good things in the next 3 years for all Bahamians.
You mean to do more good things?
To do good things. I know what I said. Don't put words in my mouth. Don't put nothing in my mouth.
To do good things. Look at Naughty.
Now, go ahead. What you sense? Or we call BS
things,
when it's time to call BS.
One of the things I respect about human beings who can stand up to conversation, who can stand in the heat, whether they're on the winning or the losing side, acknowledge where they are, and still present and represent for themselves. That's one of the things.
And call BS when necessary. Don't forget that part.
That's one of the things that I respect about you on your show.
Thank you.
About you on your show.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, and I'll leave that one right there. You don't run here to acknowledge, and you always acknowledge.
And I call BS when necessary. Don't forget that part.
And you call BS. Sometimes you call it wrong.
That's a matter of opinion.
Sometimes you call it wrong. But nonetheless, getting into this conversation, Naughty. I for the record, I always had a voice on the Guardian. Always.
No, you did, but when I came here, I could be honest with you, I could send you the list. You was right behind Dave.
Who, man? Never.
Yeah,
never.
Right behind Dave.
Never.
And then I think Lincoln surpassed you with his idiocy. So yeah, you
never,
but you was up there.
Never.
Listen to me.
I don't talk.
I read it and I was like, listen, man, y'all gotta let Antoine come on my show at least, man.
Listen,
I know Antoine for years,
Naughty.
Man.
Naughty.
Which
I don't
is true.
Anything that cannot be easily verified or substantiated.
Right. And one thing I like about you, you do accept the fact that if you put a fact that then somebody counteracts that with another fact, you'll have the debate. You'll have that, conversation.
Precisely. We could go at it from an intelligentsia perspective.
But then,
I'm not disagreeable either. I can agree.
But maybe some people don't have the same patience as me, because no one go through that. Like me and you.
Look here, Naughty. You and your last caller, how could you accept from your last caller that the Bahamas, as an independent country, does not have self-determination? How could you accept that nonsense?
Hold on. Listen. That's his opinion, Antoine. If you listen to the whole call, you didn't hear me check him on certain other things that had to be part of the equation.
He didn't present that as an opinion. He presented that as though that's what is. And that's nonsense.
No.
Absolutely.
Again, Antoine, we have the right to call BS. My situation is that's his opinion. Hold on, that's his opinion, okay, Antoine? Just like certain things, when you have your opinion and I have my opinion.
Hey, Naughty, we have a sovereign parliament, a sovereign judiciary, a sovereign constitution, a sovereign cabinet, okay? A sovereign central bank of the Bahamas. Huh? What kind of nonsense was that?
Yeah, but Antoine, let's just humor the caller for a second. You do not see a lean to us culturally, trying to adopt some of the things from our neighbors to the north?
Let's be honest. What do you mean? Be specific.
Societal change, a whole...
We have always had a leaning, if you look at it from that perspective, to our neighbors to the north. Always. They've always been our big brothers, Naughty.
I know, but I think more now so than ever with the internet available and social media available. It's back in the day when me and you were younger, right?
Right.
We'd pick up a Miami Herald.
Right.
And we get the news out because the internet wasn't readily available back then when we were young.
Right.
Obviously, when we got a certain thing and a certain perspective from that Miami Herald. Now with the internet, there's a multitude of platforms, a multitude of opinions, and a multitude of influences on people. That's my point.
Naughty, when me and you was younger, in our time, the influence was this. We go to Miami or Fort Lauderdale for 2 days.
And come back with an American accent. What up, dog? How you doing, player? Oh, what's happening, Pippin?
So, they have always had
You ain't like Antoine. Boy, fitting. Boy, we used to come back. Hey, I'm fitting to go eat. What you fitting to do? What you fitting to do, Antoine? I'm fitting to go eat. I'm fitting to go to the mall. I fitting to go here. Let's get out. What you say?
Let's into the 2024 year.
And I do want to talk to you about this, so I'm glad you brought it up.
National Security Minister has addressed the plans that the Ministry of National Security has to tackle all aspects of crime. And he did it on Chanique Miller's Eyewitness News show, Beyond the Headlines.
But tell him you cool with me, he can come on this show too, you know. And I know you know him. So tell him waking up.
Look here, Naughty, if you call him, I'm certain that Mr. Wayne Monroe.
I wanna say it like this, but I know Wayne long time. Wayne all right with me.
Listen, yeah. I'm telling you, Naughty, this man is a man of accountability. If you call him and you invite him, I'm certain he would appear on your show, Naughty.
All right, Antoine, I could go do that. I could make sure to do that because there's a couple of things I want to talk to him on as well. Not just this. I want to talk to him about the prison. I want to talk to him about the legalization, decriminalization, of marijuana, medicinal and sacramental. I wonder what happened to the recreational. So I would like to talk to him, have a conversation. But what's your next point? What's your next point?
Okay, right. What I wanted to speak about was the Prime Minister's address last evening.
You mean where he pledged?
Previous callers.
Right. We actually started to talk about this, and it ended up on something else.
What was the something else?
We imitate America too much. We really didn't address this right here.
That's not relevant to where we're trying to get
now,
our country.
And as I said when I opened the show, I'm really impressed by seeing this. This sounds really good on paper. This sounds good, especially the stronger anti-gang laws. But my question is, and my concern is, can we enact it? Can we enact it? Can we make it work? Can it be beneficial to all concerned?
Not only anti-gang laws, Naughty. PM Davis also spoke about he has established an entire new regime in the Royal Bahamas Police Force to address domestic crime in the country. That's also just as critical.
That's very important. Very good.
That's just as critical.
Now, have they involved some of the entities that, like the crisis center or whatnot, that actually deal, or maybe Tennille Burroughs and Rise to get involved with that aspect of it?
Yes, from the Royal Bahamas Police Force side of the equation.
All right, that's good to know.
With competent people.
Vice that they put forward and the papers, the white papers they put forward, or are we going to do similar to the defense bill?
That was the whole
do their own thing and go against what they spent 10 years working on. I'm just asking the question, not trying to
no,
be
that would be the whole purpose why PM, Minister of National Security, Commissioner of Police, would have come together in order to put that unit in place because of the relevance and the necessity of establishing such a unit at such a time when we have so many domestic violence issues going on against children and women and even in some instances men in our country. Naughty.
Okay.
Go ahead, Naughty.
No, I just wanted to hear your point on it, and I got a couple other callers I'm trying to get to, but I wanted to hear your take on the PM stance of saying they have to address bail issues. And I think you need to be some reforms in our bail act need to be made.
Well, look.
And with all due respect, the Minister of National Security, being such the legal eagle that he is,
right,
he should see them loopholes that need to be closed right now to benefit society,
right,
and he's not closing them.
Yeah,
I'm wondering why is it bad for, might be bad for business later on down when you go back into public life?
Look here, Naughty. PM spoke about PM restitution, okay? Restitution is the aspect of restoration of criminals that has not been addressed in our country ever, which means the families that have been impacted negatively by the crimes have never benefited or have never been restored or have never been made whole. That's a part of taking responsibility that criminals will see added to their rehabilitation which will be very, very important to them.
Their rehabilitation.
When they are restored to come into society. PM didn't just speak about dealing with crime, you know. He spoke about bringing opportunities to the various communities, to the various segments of society, because it's not just about being harsh or being heavy-handed and dealing with crime after it's been committed in the country. You have to figure out the formula in order to make the individuals face up to what they have done and cause them to not want to go back to what they have done.
And the continued recidivism. I had a point you're trying to make.
Say it again?
I say, and the continued recidivism, and I think that's a good point what you're making.
Yes. Well, I will end right there because you have several other calls.
Yeah, make sure you meet tomorrow, man. Have a good New Year and all that good stuff, man, Anton.
Thank you.
Be safe, my brother, as always. All right, let's check these other calls real quick. Let me get these texts in real quick. Good day. Notice that, all right, the PM asking, no, all right, let me get to my show. Good day. Notice that all the PRP legislative promises have gone out the window since the new year came in. I'll read that at 5. Ain't nothing happening for your Eagles. Carry your feathery caucus. There are two, this is naughty, this ain't Dwight, but I get you. Naughty, there are two factors that cause crime, poverty and lack of or miseducation, period. The Prime Minister is wasting valuable time in a national crisis talking about feel-good measures like prayer and empty plans. But prayer's strong now. I never call prayer useless. Prayer done helped me plenty times. But I get your point. They must provide quality and quantifiable education opportunities that allow for financial upward mobility and the stabilization of a nuclear family. Poverty breeds crime. Good point. Another one here. Great show as usual. Naughty, the poor will always be with us. They use that for an excuse for poor behavior. I vote break the Constitution rights to curb crime. Naughty, isn't Rodney Monka job $60,000 a year? Is he doing his job? He's like the most quiet consultant we've ever heard. You know it is murder working for these companies on so-called part-time and doing the same job the full-time workers do and getting paid less and dodging NIV. Wow. That came out of left field, but I feel your pain on that one. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hi, good afternoon, Naughty. How are you?
Afternoon, how are you? Happy New Year to you, too.
Before I forget, I hope Antoine is listening. No, he's not always right because he was 100% wrong with regards to the former Minister of Immigration. Okay? He was dead wrong. The man who he just had dinner with, tell him we all heard it. Yeah. We listen to you every day. Okay?
And I appreciate
we know.
That.
We know he's full of flop. He take right after them. All right? Now, on crime, Sam, answer this question, please. Who do some of our leaders hang out with when they're in opposition?
Some nefarious characters. Some unsavory characters. So I've seen.
Do you think these young people don't see that? Do you think they don't know that? Why is there always a surge of crime under the PLP administration? I'm not being biased. I am being straight up. Why? I mean, come on.
But, you know, I always sit there and say the more things change, the more they stay the same, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And tell Antoine, don't come on this radio in 2024 with no fluff. Okay? He good. At speaking real fast. Real fast.
Tell him to slow down a little bit.
And saying nothing. Fluff.
That. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, good afternoon, Naughty.
Hey, what's up? I was trying 52, to, please go delicate. And please respect my time of grieving.
She's right on the hour. You know, the thing is, I've never heard so much lotion in all my life. You know, I speak realistically and, like, you know, with criticism, and I give credence to where. So Anton had mentioned one or two things about restitution, which is a great idea. I didn't hear the full speech, but the Prime Minister's address, we're still in a mess. So the gentleman who was calling and talked about the socioeconomic and consumerism from America, the adaptation, the inculcation of American culture into our country, right? Of course, he's correct. He's I don't know if he's aware of the global agenda, but bitching Americanism And what it's really designed to do is, they really believe in open borders. If you would look to America, you would see the same problem with the migrant crisis and spending the migrant money on the immigration migrants coming in, housing people, taxpayers' money, I should say. We see that in the States. And then as it relates to immigration, and so then we look at the situation. They don't want to be realistic with us, right? And so I heard some people calling for the abrogation of our civil liberties, telling the PM, you know, like saying, take away our rights to fight crime, which I think is mindless. And why? I mean, they should lock down themselves. And so I don't know if anyone could show me the common sense of that and how would a society function, given that we need tax in order to pay our bills, you know, people moving around. We didn't even have a proper nightlife here as yet. So why is this conversation even being entertained, as if they have the position to do that? So as it relates to the Constitution and all these things, these civil liberties and Constitution, they don't exist if we don't stand up for them. You see what I'm saying, Naughty?
We're making plenty of sense if you do.
Because we see they abuse the Constitution where they see fit, whenever they see fit. I don't need to get into all of the details. All right? Why I said I'm not going to lotion and power to anybody is because we're not using data, just chatter, all right? We're not going to make history just sitting and talking in mindless conversation and sipping tea discussing what it is to be. We're not going to make it spoken about the 50% graduation rate, 50% graduating, and 50% not graduating. How long did they know that? And I couldn't even believe that when I first heard it about a decade ago or more. Remember,
listen, 52, you brought a lot of great valid points to the radio.
I call you, it was Malcolm Warren or somebody. I was surprised that that's the stuff.
But what I like is YouTube receipts, though. You remember when you mentioned it, and years later when it correlates, you do remind us.
Yeah, but they what I'm saying, Naughty, they knew this for years. So other people were saying, and it now is coming to fruition. So when you look back in retrospect or panoramically, you have to get vexed. And then you understand, what is the job all about here? We know about delinquency in the school system. We know about the gangs. We know about migration. And the teachers have wrote letters about migration and the demographics and the schools, et cetera, et cetera. But it seems to me as if we're hell-bent on just increasing the population of certain migrants and we're not welcoming other demographics with just as much cheap labor. So because the tentacles are here, we see that they're used. And then we're not looking at the effects of corruption, immigration has on corruption within the government, various government entities, as the gentleman disclosed on Lying Show, and that's the behemoth people know and contain. And then expect it to be all good. We cannot survive like this.
The world must know.
Just look at what's going on in America as far as migrants and how migrants are being bused here and bused there. And states are having problems housing migrants, and 350,000 people at the border came through this day and that day. So what I'm saying is this is all intentional. This is about getting rid of borders and open borders and having the new world order, the one world government. So they don't want nationalism anymore. All right? This is designed to create fatigue amongst the global sheep. And then they will come in with another pandemic and scare the sheep about a mindless COVID-19 variant, because most of the people really are mindless when it comes to science. Like I told you, they are scientists online from the 79 just telling you how they'll use science to enslave humanity. But I don't have to say. You will see. Give thanks.
Good stuff, 52, as always. Appreciate it. You all come out with all your cowboy hate, come out with all your dolphin hate, come out with all that. It's all good. You catching this one or no?
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just take them if you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That, unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets in the original recipe, finger licking good.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
We're back at you on the Monday, January 15th edition of Talking Heads. And I guess we're going to wait for Purdy. We're going to wait for Purdy to zoom in. Purdy should be zooming in any second. And we've reached the 5 o'clock hour. So let's get to this first call. Let's get this call in. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
My brother, how are you?
I am good.
Yeah, I'm in.
No, morning. No. Hold on. I understand you in mourning. I in mourning too.
I know that.
But we ain't heard from you since Baltimore beat you, know? Since Buffalo beat you, know? Since what happened?
Listen, let me.
So that's two things now. You still ain't on me with the definition of evolution is. You still owe me that one. And you was MIA, but at this point in time, I can't give you a hard time because you and I in the loser's lounge together. You and I have to drown our sorrows together now, my brother.
Well said. But let me just say this. Why is it that you wasn't in BP last night to celebrate with the silent partner? Those guys asked, why didn't you attend? Did they invite you and you refuse it?
No, I can be honest with you. There's two things that went on, and I'll be totally honest with you. Sundays is one of the few days I have off from Joker's Wild. You know, my dad is 91, coming off that broken hip, so we're still dealing with him, and he's on demand, thank God. So it's been kind of hectic for me on a Sunday. And then the monumental, for lack of a better word, cut skin, or cut bungee with my Cowboys took last night, I was under the bed. I ain't come out nowhere.
Boy, listen.
I would make it up to them because I got some things in the works right now for Regatta Bay. And let me tell you, all year long, all year strong, we're doing big things.
Okay, where Pearly? Pearly in morning. I know he's
Pearly
in morning.
Pearly is right here. Pearly will chime in right now.
He's a Paul Bearer, right?
He's one of the Paul Bearers. All us is Paul Bearers. Unless you're giving a sermon, me and Pearly, I can read the scripture verses, or we ain't going to sing.
You better read the scriptures. Let Pearly bring the eulogy.
All right. Pearly,
okay, let me say this.
I'm crying too much. I can't read nothing. I can't do nothing. He's sitting in the corner morning.
Pearly, listen to me. I believe, I know you're more sports inclined than I am, but I really believe, for some reason, boy, that weather have a factor, that weather play a major factor with those games. You don't think so?
The weather played a factor. We just gotta become a more tougher team when it comes to stuff like that. We gotta be a little more tougher, you know.
You see the former coach of, I can't remember his name, the former coach of the Cowboys last night. Boy, you see how he was cussing. He said,
Let me tell you something. Jerry Jones made a horrible mistake years ago when he ended up getting in that argument with Jimmy Johnson. Dallas would have been the New England Patriots prior to the Patriots winning 5, 6, 7 Super Bowls with Jimmy Johnson at the helm. What I missed last night and what upset me the most was that's my coach. Jimmy Johnson is my coach. That's my Cowboy coach. He won us a ton of Super Bowls, him and Landry. And to see that man upset as he was and see the passion he has, that's what's missing in the locker room in Dallas. McCarthy don't have that.
Man, listen,
Quinn don't have that. Jerry don't even have that. And that's what's missing.
Man, look here. If he could go in that locker room, he start using some profanity. He said, "Boy, if I could say what I want to say on air." But listen,
with the team Dallas got right now, if Jimmy was coaching the way Jimmy coaches, we wouldn't even be having this conversation from my point of view today. I'd have been talking about how bad we beat them.
But let's admit now, God knows it. I mean, I have to say it as I see it. I think Patrick Mahomes is better when he's back against the wall. He just bring it and he make it look easy. And I think, now that the Dolphin is out, I still like Prudy. I like Prudy I really love Prudy. But I believe Patrick can be back in the mix of things again. I'm not ruling out the Ravens. I'm not ruling out Baltimore Ravens, boy. But I think Patrick is my pick that I believe will be back. The next pick I think is I will put a question mark to that. Pearly, what do you say?
Let me tell you something. What I see Baltimore Buffalo doing to Pittsburgh right now, I don't know.
What's the score now, Pearly? 21-0?
14-0 in Philly, and Pittsburgh just fumbled the ball.
That's again. The Ravens, right?
No, the Ravens have a bye. It's Buffalo taking on Pittsburgh today.
Oh, Buffalo Bills, okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, I'll hang up and listen, but I really believe Patrick Mahomes, when his back against the wall, he's just better. He did it last year when his back was against the wall.
So we'll see. You know, will his defense do it when they back against the wall? That's the question.
We'll see.
Good stuff as always, Prophet. Good to hear from you. Now, Pearly.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Right here, you know, in this corner.
All right. You know, we got to talk. We got to address the elephants in the room. Let's address your elephant first, because I think you got less issues to deal with than I have. Because I don't think you're getting rid of your coach. But
no, he ain't got no bell.
I think, like I said, and I had called it on the show, and I said it, and we talked about it off air. I said, if you guys lose to Baltimore, you lose to Buffalo, that sixth seed is going to put a different dynamic on you. And unfortunately, that's what panned out. Now, I'll be honest with you. For your sake, because you're my boy, you're my big brother, I love you, I pulled for the Dolphins. For my dad's sake, I rooted for the Dolphins. But I didn't see you all doing it in the call, but I was the gamer. I wanted the upset. That was one of my birds. It didn't happen. I think as long as Miami schedule predicates them playing at least 10 to 11 games in warm weather throughout every season, the cold is always going to be an issue for them, so they have to avoid it like the plague.
Well, you know, when you make up your bed, you got to lay in it. You should have beat Buffalo. All right? You should have beat Buffalo. We lost to Buffalo. We didn't win the division. We had to go to Kansas City, and it was really cold. But, you know, even if you look at all of that, still taking the count now. Tua, this is his first full year as a starting quarterback. That was his first playoff game. All right, some rookies have great playoff games. Yeah, Love had a great first playoff game. I give you that. But there are some great football players, some great quarterbacks who had crappy first games, who took years to make it to the playoffs. Brady didn't go to the playoffs his first 2 years in the NFL. I remember John Elway having many rough times.
What you talking about? Brady went to the playoffs his first year in the NFL, bro.
What year did Brady go into the league?
The year the Bledsoe got hurt and he took over?
Brady went into the league 2000. He didn't play his first football game until 2002.
Oh, okay. I get your point. Yeah. But when he did get on the center, he did make the playoffs. But yeah, I get your point. He was on the pine for 2 years before he got the opportunity. I got you.
All right. Take that. John Elway had many, many terrible games first. Peyton Manning, people thought he wasn't the real deal.
Why is the Dolphin fan base turning on Tua? I see a lot of reports.
Because the Dolphin fan base needs somebody to blame. And you can't blame Tua being a young quarterback. If you give Tannehill 8 years in Miami, or how many years he was there, and you bear with him for them years, you can't bear with Tua for a couple of years?
Boy.
Come on, man, let's be real.
And to me, Tua is a better quarterback than Tannehill.
Open the season, he can't stay healthy. He played every game. He put up great numbers.
Didn't he finish in all the top five offensively as a quarterback in all the categories?
Take note now. Your offensive line was decimated. Didn't give him no time. Didn't protect him. Tyreek Hill got shut down. Waddle got shut down. But we ain't looking at that. We ain't looking at the passes Tyreek Hill.
That was kind of a disappointment, too, because to me, those corners are not the best in the world in Kansas City.
You should have been able to eat them up. And Tyreek they double-teamed Tyreek, and nobody else stepped up the game. Miami's problem is our number twos need to be better. Our QB1s, our RB1s, one and two is good. But you take Waddle and you take Hill out of the game, who we got? Berrios?
Cedric Wilson, baby.
Cedric Wilson, who we all dumped.
Oh, now we dumped him. Okay, everything cool.
No, I'm just saying, they didn't come and they didn't respond. Cedric Wilson kind of responded, but the rest didn't respond. Berrios didn't give us anything.
No. Nope.
Anything. We need a tight end. We need tight end.
You want me to tell you who your tight end is? You know what I'm going to tell you who your tight end could be? You got to pry him away from the Texans, but he's a free agent. Dalton Schultz, if he becomes available, would be a perfect tight end in Miami with Tua.
Miami's problem next year is Miami already $40 million over the salary cap.
Ah, y'all got problems.
You got Christian Wilkins you got to pay. You got a bunch of other players who going to be free agents next year who you got to decide if you want. You got to figure out. But Tyreek could probably take a pay cut. Others, you don't have to pay Tua next year, but you have to pay him the year after. You have to pick up his fifth-year option, which I think they did. So it's a lot of things that people got to look at. Remember now, I said 9-8, 10-7. I got cocky during the season. Yeah, that's typical. But Miami did exactly what I figured they would be this year. I thought we would have won a playoff game. We didn't. But I'm satisfied at the progress the Dolphins made. Now, next year, if we don't be where we're supposed to be, I have a problem.
Well, I guess it's my turn now.
Yeah.
12-6, out in the first round. 12-6, out in the divisional round. 12-6, out in the first round. It's obvious Mike McCarthy can get you there in the regular season. He cannot get it done in the postseason. He was totally outcoached, totally outclassed yesterday by LaFleur. LaFleur reminded everybody, I am the reason why they fired you. Cold to your face.
Yeah. Love is the reason why they got rid of Aaron Rodgers.
And I'll tell you something else. Love did something Dak Prescott has never, ever done in his career as a Cowboy starter in the playoffs. Go on the road and beat a big team. Yeah, you beat Tampa Bay last year, but we already knew Tampa was injured. Brady was in decline. The line was, but we got away with it. But Dak ain't never gone on the road and beat anybody big. I hate to say it, because I've been a fan of Dak, and I'm still a fan of Dak, but I have to be honest. Dak is a show pony. He is not a war horse. I mean, show pony, he will get you in the regular season looking pretty and do his little tricks in the ring and dance around. But when it comes to the playoffs where you need a war horse who could ride through a couple arrows and protect his rider and get to the finish line, a war horse, Dak is not a war horse. I'm sorry to say he is not a war horse.
Let me ask you two questions. Well, I know you.
Hold the two questions. Let me get this next statement. Quinn was proved to be overrated. Good defensive coordinator, but overrated. This is about the second or third time where he's been exposed. Why are you changing up and going to zone defense all of a sudden when we've been playing man tendencies all year?
Yep.
Why are you trying to force the running game all of a sudden when you know Dak and CD killing each other? I mean, killing punks. The connection is lethal. Dak threw 11 incompletions that were all him. The ball was not even close.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that Dak was too reliant on CD and you didn't have anybody else that he could rely on?
No, because if you look at Ferguson, he had 9 catches, 93 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
In wide receiver. Ferguson is a stud. He's going to be a great tight end.
Michael Gallup had an appearance. He must have realized he's getting cut in the offseason. He's trying to do something before he go to another team.
Okay.
So,
all right, here's my question. I know we've agreed that McCarthy has to go.
McCarthy needs to go. Dan Quinn needs to go. And Dak needs not to be extended. Here it comes. Here comes.
Either you extend him or you let him go.
Here is the brutality of it all. We got one more year left on our contract. You trade him to somebody now. Let them make the extension and be done with it. Because if you're going to pay him $55 to $60 million a year and the extension, the team is never going to get better. This is what I'm looking for. And this is not just me in the moment, Pearly. This is me after reflection in the 24 hours and everything. Dallas needs to get rid of McCarthy.
So what you're saying is, by getting rid of Doc, getting rid of McCarthy,
you start the Trey Lance era.
You start over.
You start over. And how you start over is, This is who I ideally I would like to see as the Cowboys' next head coach, Mike Vrabel.
Somebody says you should get rid of Micah Parsons as well.
Whoever that is, slap them in the back of your neck.
All right.
I ain't that pissed off at my Cowboys. I'm not that in the dumps with my Cowboys, okay? I'm not that.
Somebody said you need to blow it up and start over. Rex Ryan says, why get rid of Dak when you ain't gonna get nobody who can be at his level?
Now, here, just let me finish talk.
Okay.
All right. Caller, I see you. I'll beat you in a second. The way things are leaning right now, Jerry is going to lean toward Bill Belichick.
Bad move.
Here's two reasons why I say it's not a bad move. Now, yes, in his 4 years since Brady has departed, he's been something like 20-something and 30-something, issues with the quarterback, all of that in New England. If Belichick wants to pass Shula, Dallas is the turnkey organization for him to pass Shula, meaning he's got talent on offense, he's got talent on defense. You bring him in as the head coach, you bring Flores in from Minnesota as the defensive coordinator, you know you're going to get stuck with McDaniel. That's his outside job.
Wait, you said Flores?
Flores from Minnesota. Make him the defensive coordinator.
From Minnesota via Miami, Flores?
That Flores, yeah.
Okay.
You know, I was always a fan of that boy. You know, I just used to downplay him because he was a Dolphin. But if he could come lead that defense for Dallas, let's get it.
Wow. Wow.
Who had the most pressures in the NFL this year? The Minnesota Vikings. Who blitzed the most? The Minnesota Vikings. That's in our wheelhouse. He could do wonders with Micah. And he's got secondary on the back end, and he's young and he's dynamic. Ideally, my team, my replacement team would be Vrabel head coach. Your boy Flores as the defensive coordinator, and then go find some young hotshot wonderkin to take over and be the offensive coordinator. Keep Bones Foster as your special teams coach, and you're good to go.
Okay.
If they go the Belichick route, the perfect narrative in line for the NFL is greatest coach of all time, leaves the crumbling dynasty what he created, and now he resurrects a dynasty that has been in the doldrum for years and brings the Cowboys back. It's a great storyline, and I'm just adding that in because you know how the NFL go. But there has to be something done in Dallas now, Purdy. You can't continue this. It's the same old.
Well, I'll be George. Pittsburgh came down the lane of the field for this boy to throw an interception in the end zone.
There you go. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, guys. It's Chef, man. I just wanted to join the morning party. You know what I mean?
Hey, what you drinking in the loser's lounge in the repast, Chef? You bringing any tropical gyros to the repast into the wake?
I need to bring tropical gyros to the repast on behalf from this weekend, man.
Oh,
you know,
God.
I was listening to both of you guys' assessments, man, and I have to agree with everything you guys are saying, you know. Purdy, you know, I was upset. It's like nobody could get open. I don't know if one of us was really hurt, but I still felt that coach made some bonehead calls on offense. He didn't take advantage of certain situations that we could have, you know.
Was it coach or was it Tua that's checking down every minute? Because he did a hell of a lot of checking down.
Yeah, he did, but you know the thing that amazed me was that, you know, where we go, first down run, second down run. I remember one series we ran the same running play twice, right back to back, in the same exact area where we end up getting stopped, right? And so, you know, I was hopeful. I remember saying in one of the groups, I said, "Boy, we go open the game with a deep bomb in the hill." It took two series or three series to get it done, but we did it and we scored on it, right? I would have been opening it up and making them bring their safety down, right? Making them keep their safety back, put their safety back deep in order to cover the whole field as opposed to keeping it in the run.
The problem with that, Chef, is there was a fellow named Jones of another fellow on the other side who's putting so much pressure on me. I felt the loss of Collis. And even though Naughty was so glad to get rid of him, I loved him as a center.
Oh, yeah, we were definitely a better offensive line with Connor Williams in there at center, without a doubt.
Connor Williams, yep.
You know, yeah, without a doubt. But there's no two ands ifs about it, right? We were a much better football team with him in there. It's no wonder that our points per game dropped off tremendously once he got injured and was gone.
Eichenberg is not the person. Eichenberg is not the person.
You know,
here's the next thing I want to say. I really want to fire my defensive coordinator. I thought he was overrated and did not produce what his.
Yeah, I didn't like it. You know, I just felt that in those you know, the last five, four games of the season, the offense disappeared completely because the teams figured out how to defend the offense. They figured out that once you take away that first read from Tua, that's it because the offensive line's not going to hold up, you know?
Exactly.
And the offensive line had good stats in the beginning of the year because Tua was getting the ball out in 2.5 seconds, another 2.5 seconds, you know?
Yep.
And so it made it easy for him for the offensive line to look good with less quarterback pressure, you know? When I look at offensively, we had everybody there, offense. We had Waddle, we had Mostert, we had Achane, we had Hill. I don't understand why we didn't run out. Our offense didn't look anything like it looked at the beginning of the year.
Mostert and Waddle played hurt, and it tells. You can tell.
They couldn't cut properly. Because Waddle was fast, and he couldn't get open on single coverage. And that's not his case. You know, I didn't see any passes to the tight end, really, to move the chains. You know? Hopefully, Coach learns from this, and, you know, it was tough on defense. We did lose. We had six starters out. We lost 25 sacks on the defensive line. you know, yeah. And we had to bring people off the street at the last minute to play. Ogba's going to be gone. Melvin Gordon's gone. I know X is going to be gone because, you know, like you were saying earlier, probably be over 40 million in the salary cap.
Yeah, he's a great talent, but he hasn't been on the field long enough for the money's worth.
No. He's at the end, and it was a pity that they couldn't convert him to safety. I don't know if he's a cornerback anymore, but,
the talent is there. He just hurt. He can't give us 10 games.
No, he can't. And so you can't pay somebody $20 million a year. If they only give us that, because we need to pay Wilkins.
Yeah, I think he's gone. I think X is gone.
Yeah, I think X is gone. Ogba is definitely gone. You know, that contract. Yeah, gone, yeah. He just looks like a slob in there. You know, like he looks so slow. You know, trying
we
to get
a
off
tight
the
end. Maybe we'll be able to draft the kid out of Iowa in the second round. We'll see.
Yeah, hopefully. But I can tell you who we missed. We saw it. We missed Van Ginkel, man.
We missed Van Ginkel in a big way.
Yeah, man, because Van Ginkel was all over the field.
No, we missed Chubb. We missed Chubb as well in a big way. Chubb and Van Ginkel. Listen,
yeah.
We missed Jaden Phillips. We missed Chubb. We missed Van Ginkel. We missed Holland. Those four guys were the four guys,
yeah.
Key guys at the core of the defense that
To the life of me, I couldn't understand if we were playing touch football or tackle football on that long run by Mahomes when Duke Riley reached out, touched him like he playing tag flag football. I couldn't understand
but not only that, every team that plays knows that Mahomes brings the threat of run. Nobody was spying him. Nobody was spying
Listen,
Mahomes.
What they should have torn Mahomes' head off in that corner when he come running around that corner. But anyway, and Naughty, I feel for your Cowboys. You know, I feel because, like you say, you know, 12 wins 3 years in a row and getting knocked out in the first round or once in the divisional round. That's tough.
That's rough.
That
got to
be
rough.
A big blow.
And I think Jerry's comments in the Washington game after the Washington game did not help McCarthy. McCarthy crumbles under pressure. I think letting him know ahead of time, hey, if you lay an egg or you nanny the bed, for lack of a better word, you're going to be gone.
Jerry wrong for that. Jerry should have said, I support my coach, blah, blah, blah. And
Especially if you know he's shaky.
Yeah, because I don't understand the kind of offense they're running. But then again, the defense gave the ghost up. I mean, Dak gave them 14 points on them INTs.
Yeah, but even if you take the, now I'm a realist, Chef, even if you take them 14 points off, it's 34-32, and that complexion of that game is different because Green Bay will pay different to put more points up.
Yeah, it is a different game. They got a press.
And a lot of people, why are y'all blaming Dak? He had 403 yards. He had that in the fourth quarter in garbage time, and they were playing super prevent defense.
They pulled their starters, and then when y'all scored that last touchdown, he had to put it back in.
And Dak gave them 14 points. You can't run from that. He gave them 14 points, period.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Naughty, your defense crumbles. Your defense crumbled too, though.
Purdy, I'm not running from that. They decided to show up on the worst day possible.
Yeah.
That boils back to coaching. You can't have offense, defense, and special teams lay an egg all at the same time on the same day.
Something's got to change.
I told Naughty yesterday, I still think the players let y'all down. I think the players came in there cocky, thinking that they was going to just blow Green Bay out of the water. All these young teams being going to bash them to pieces. Oh, listen, Josh Allen about to run 100 yards for a touchdown. Blow the people, out of the water, and they give their Green Bay and say, you ain't blowing me in the water, and punch him in the mouth.
So it's going to be KC going to Buffalo, right?
Because
Houston going to the Ravens.
If Buffalo wins.
Yeah, because Buffalo's the number two
team,
right?
And guess what? I got to tell my son Sancho, Stat Boy loves them Ravens. Be very careful of the Houston Texan team, you know.
They had
the Super Bowl last week. Baltimore went all the way to the Super Bowl.
Hey, that's the boy CJ
Stroud. I ain't saying they ain't going, you know, Purdy. I just telling them be careful.
Yeah, that ain't gonna be a walkover. But the league pushes for Allen and Lamar in the finals, right? In the AFC.
I think Mahomes could beat Buffalo.
Huh? It could be tough.
I don't know, boy. They both could play well in the cold. Now Mahomes against Buffalo, I might have to lean with Andy Reid, honestly.
I think if you come down to that, Andy Reid is a big game coach. The difficulty I have with our team right now is McDaniel nor Tua has shown to be a big game coach or quarterback. They haven't McDaniel shown
is,
it yet.
McDaniel is still a young coach. He's a two-year coach.
I agree. So, like, he's been in the playoffs twice. Give him, you know, so next year we got to see a vast improvement. But Tua has to start winning some big games.
Well, he should. That's why I said.
You know, a Josh Allen.
Tua went in the offseason last year and improved about what people doubted. He couldn't take a hit. He couldn't do this. He couldn't do that. He worked on it. Tua knows what he needed to work off in the offseason, and then surely he's going to work on it.
I hope so, because the boy's a good quarterback, but he got to show he can win that big game. You know, and I'm a live and die Miami Dolphin fan. But I'm going to tell you, after that game Saturday night, I had to stay up and watch The Godfather Part 2 because I couldn't even sleep. I didn't get to bed till like 2 o'clock in the morning.
You ain't by yourself. You got company. Because
I
bad.
Was like, man, are Don't you worry. Sure we going down, man? But
I watched one out of nine, ten.
You know, I don't mind losing, man, but don't go out like that.
Yeah.
That's all. You know, football is a game on any given Sunday. The better team is going to win. Understandable. We were decimated on defense, but don't go out the way we were. We went out with a whimper, man. There was no fight. There was a fight up to 10-7.
At least you didn't go out with your bed sheets all full of crap.
But anyway, listen, Naughty Purdy, y'all take it easy, man. We can have a... I don't know what we're going to talk about now. I'm not really a big basketball guy, but I wait to see what's going to happen for Super Bowl.
We got all offseason long to talk about NFL moves and what we should do.
Indeed. You can talk all year round. In 2 months, my Dodgers will be in Seoul, South Korea to kick off the Major League Baseball season.
But really, I stopped watching the most
overpaid, overhyped team in the world, and when Roberts mess it up for him again, I just can't wait to see what he say about this one.
Super Bowl, right. World Series or bust. World Series or bust.
Boy, Roberts can crush you, you know, Burley.
Guess what? If he does, he'll be out of a job. This is last run.
Boy, if that's anybody who want a hot seat, it's him, boy, for sure. Let's check the other call.
All the tools.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
A pleasure. Good afternoon, Naughty and Purdy.
All right, Sparky, try to be calm in our time of bereavement. All right, your Steelers getting the things right now. My Cowboys and Purdy Dolphins get their things. So what you bringing? You bringing brown bottles to the loser lounge?
Well, I was trying to get the talk, but...
Go ahead.
I'm not like Antoine, who gets special privilege, but...
Sparky, stop getting your feelings, Sparky, okay?
Look at Purdy. Antoine is not what I see is tell the talk show host when he leaving the conversation.
Hold on.
Hey, Purdy. Naughty just talked.
Yes, Sparky.
Purdy. Yes. Naughty told Antoine about 5 minutes before the show end. People calling in can't get in. Naughty telling he got all kind of calls. And you know, Antoine talked right to the end of the 5 o'clock.
That is a lie, because we took 2 more calls after Antoine. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, Sparky. Your face is ugly and you don't even love God. You're lying.
Dwight needs to give Antoine a talk show. And he's one of them talk shows. He ain't gonna let nobody call him because he can talk for the whole hour.
But Sparky, any feelings? Because Antoine get a call in today and Sparky ain't get a call in. You got any feelings? But guess what?
Antoine on his play on a sports talk show. Your Pittsburgh Steelers not 21-0. Josh Allen has run for 52-yard run to put you on line 20. You worry about Antoine? You need to worry about the Steelers?
I we don't have nothing else to say on that one. That one called over Sparky. But Burley, you said your boy Waters running, but he was woof.
Listen, Sparky's my brethren. Love him to death.
I mean your boy Antoine. He's still hot with you.
Tell Antoine I'll be right there on Thursday, waiting on him. No problem. I know
how this thing go, man.
Listen, I told him, I don't mind you. I see people saying, let you talk a little long. If you talk in sense, I can let you. If you start talking foolishness, I can challenge you.
See, listen, what you have to do for you and Antoine to get along, I have a BS button in here. I just press it. It says, BS. Man, you talking BS at the BS button.
I will do that. I will do that.
Yeah, but yeah, we got Colin Coward taking us home today on the final 10, Purdy. And he's talking about Bill Belichick is the perfect replacement for McCarthy in Dallas.
I don't like Belichick in Dallas. I don't like Belichick.
I like Vrabel in Dallas. I really like Vrabel in Dallas. If he could get Flores to be his defensive coordinator and they get some young wonderkin. Now, you know who they're talking about, though, as a dark horse to take over at all is the offensive coordinator in Detroit. He may be the dark horse candidate.
That's who I like. I was trying to remember this.
Now, let me tell you, boy, if he come near, he could do wonders with a Trey Lance if we move on from that, because you're getting him fresh. And you work wonders with Jared Goff in a similar situation. Yeah. You have receivers. You have your tight end. You have you have a running back by committee. But obviously, you could go get a running game. That kid from Florida State looks really, really good. If he could slip to Dallas in the second round. Oh, my God.
He does.
Y'all don't need no running backs, so just don't think about it.
And the kid
the producer's a dolphin? No, you don't. You're hoggish and you're greedy. Piggy get nice and fat, hog goes straight to the slaughter.
What we need a running back for? We got two good running backs. We got three good running backs.
The producer says you can always use more.
No, we need a slot receiver. We need a tight end. And we need an offensive lineman. We need another edge rusher. And we need another outside linebacker.
Pearly, Bust will be the Dodgers' middle name this coming season. Bust.
Tell Jeff, go home and relax and go pray to God, yeah?
And yeah, let's get this phone back, and then we got to get to the break. On the flip side of the break, Colin Cowher are taking us home. So let's wrap it up with this call, Pearly. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.1.
This is Talking Voice along with you and Pearly. Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, Brayman? Listen, you got to get my producer your number off here. I've secured a Heat jersey for you, but I need you to give me your number off here so I could figure out how to get it to you.
Okay. But what I want to say, right? Hello?
Go ahead.
I'm here.
I don't know anybody bandwagon, right? But, you know, I was going with my so congratulations to you. But I just never said it because that's not my thing, but I just thought to say it. You know what I'm saying?
I gotcha.
Yeah. But anyhow, Naughty.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, something else. Oh, yeah. Man, these people around here joking. They put feces all over my porch,
all right.
Call human
me,
feces.
Call me tomorrow at 4 o'clock, Brayman, so we can get that call in early because I need a break. I won't cut you off, but you know you got that continuing problem going on. Call me at 4 o'clock tomorrow, and we'll address it again. All right, Pearly. We're going to get to the break. Flip side of the break. Cowherd taking us home. Is Bill Belichick the answer for Dallas? If they don't go with Vrabel or the guy out of what's his name? Bob?
Detroit.
Out of Detroit. If they don't go with him, the offensive coordinator out of Detroit or Vrabel, Belichick is the guy. So let's see where it goes.
Oh, boy. All right.
I'm just hoping by tomorrow when we talk, McCarthy is gone, if you understand what I'm saying.
I know what you mean.
All right.
Will be.
Appreciate you, buddy. Right. We'll do it again tomorrow, man. Quick break, flip side of the break. Colin Cowher taking us off.
Listen, I still got a t-shirt for you. Swing by.
Hold on. Nice I'm coming to get that. No worries. I got that to my collection. And whoever sent it to us, I appreciate it.
It's great, great people. Tona Miller and company. We'll talk about them a little bit tomorrow.
All right. Perfect. I got you covered, man. Good stuff. We'll do it again tomorrow. Y'all keep it right where you got it. Cowher taking us home on the flip side of the break.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and resources from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
After his incredible playoff debut, Jordan Love and the upstart Packers take on Brock Purdy and the top-seeded Niners in the NFC divisional round. It all starts at 7:30 Eastern Saturday on Fox.
Boy, do I like San Francisco in that game. Rested with a brilliant offensive coach. Green Bay played a lot of snaps, that's a tough matchup. You come off the biggest win in your franchise in several years, so I like San Francisco in that matchup. God, football's so good. So 26-7, Kansas City over Miami. Miami had 13 first downs. So there's a difference between flawed. Most teams are flawed. Salary cap outside of Baltimore and San Francisco, you can pick holes in even the good teams. And fake, which is success based on circumstance. Dallas, bad teams at home. Miami, playing in ideal conditions. Yes, at home when the weather is ideal against the bad team. The Dolphins look like Mike Tyson at 23 years old. Clever, smart, fast, flashy. But did they even compete against Kansas City? They no-showed. I mean, they waved the white flag in the second half. Bubble screens trailing by three touchdowns. It's kind of embarrassing. They look cold. They played cold. And one of the things I love about this business is when I'm right, I remind you. And when I'm wrong, you remind me. And I never fell in love with Miami. And I've always been kind of dubious about Tua, though I think he's a great kid. Miami is lucky that Kansas City wasn't very good in the red zone, or it would have been 42-7. This wasn't really competitive. Like, I was shocked by how weak the effort was. And the only really big completion Tua had the entire game was a massively underthrown ball that the great Tyreek Hill came back, caught, and turned into a touchdown. But think about this. Tua had fewer passing yards than Skylar Thompson did last year in his playoff game at Buffalo. Like, that was really, really embarrassing. Shockingly bad. So you're not going to get rid of Tua. And my takeaway is he has value. He's a good kid. He's a nice leader. But you have to have a grown-up conversation and admit what he is. The Dolphins did not extend Tua's contract. Even with injuries, the Bengals did to Joe Burrow. Like, doesn't that kind of tell you? Did you watch the play calling in the second half in this game? Mike McDaniels was protecting him. Mike McDaniel was protecting Tua. They didn't extend his contract. Let's stop the Pro Bowl stuff. I mean, let's stop. Next September, he'll light it up again, and everybody will fall for it again. But 94 degrees, if you look at the AFC, and you look at the really good football operations, Baltimore, Kansas City, now Cincinnati, Cleveland, I mean, Pittsburgh, you don't worry much, but Pittsburgh, you start looking, Kansas, all these AFC teams, Buffalo, this is what the games look like. Mike McDaniel is a very good coach. Conditionally, in the first 2 years, road games, 7-12. So let's just be honest about what Mike's created and what Tua is. These are real conversations. You don't need to be defensive. Some of us saw it very early, and I will remind you I did, because you'll remind me when I'm wrong, and that's often too. Here was Tua after the loss.
Feel any pressure at all. I have full trust in myself. I have full trust in what I've been doing for our organization. But outside of that, we're focusing on what happened. You know, we're going to simmer on this and see what we can do to get better from it. Going into next year.
Listen, if they improve the O-line, they can win a bunch of games. Maybe they could host a playoff game next year. That would change everything. You're not going to bail on Tua, but I do think you have to start drafting quarterbacks. You're not going to bail on Dak. I mean, Minnesota still likes Kirk Cousins. Dak's comp. So it's different. You can bail on a coach, and I wouldn't bail on Mike McDaniel. He's a smart, clever guy. But you're going to have to win in the regular season. Because even in your own division, road games in Buffalo, New York, New England, a Baltimore, a Pittsburgh, you're not built for it. He's not built for it. He didn't have a strong enough arm. I mean, Tua does not have a strong enough arm. For years and years, there's a reason that Northern teams would draft a Flacco or a Big Ben, right? Like Brady was a great cold weather thrower. I mean, there's a reason teams like Chicago, Jay Cutler, Caleb Williams, power arm, Green Bay, Favre, Aaron Rodgers. It matters. Jordan Love's got a good arm. Why? Because this is what games look like at the end of the year. So a Kyler Murray, smaller player, or a Tua, you can play down south, but just know that this is how the season ends. This is what football games look like, especially in the AFC. You're going to be going into this weather. So regular seasons for Miami become paramount. Because the way to win playoff games with Tua and McDaniel is back in South Beach. And that's the only way. So here's an interesting one. Jordan Schultz, friend and reporter, said one rival executive told me this week if the Cowboys lost to the Packers, and they didn't just lose, it was beyond just losing, he thought Jerry would go after Belichick to replace Mike McCarthy. There's another story today that Belichick and the Falcons have mutual interest. I'm going to be totally honest. Atlanta's the better job. It's the better job. You have no meddling owner. You're not paying a fortune for an average quarterback. You have good offensive talent, most of it cheap, and it's a much weaker division. Dak's contract is going to limit this roster. You're going to be over $100 million in a year and a half to Micah, Dak, and CeeDee Lamb. Three dudes. Atlanta's got kids. And it's much easier to me to build something in Atlanta. You just got to get the quarterback right. Well, Colin, that's hard. It's not that hard. It's a great quarterback draft, and you're drafting near the top. But Jerry loves Dak. So Jerry's going to pay Dak Mahomes money. And it becomes, let's be honest, it becomes a Russell Wilson situation. You have this gigantic boulder on your shoulders. So I don't think Bill's going to love Jerry's weekly Monday radio hits that he has to answer to. That's another factor. Jerry's enormous ego gets in the way a lot, and Dak's enormous contract is going to get in the way of a lot. So in a year and a half, you're not letting Micah go. They're not letting CeeDee Lamb go. And Jerry loves Dak. So, you know, sometimes you don't think Atlanta's a great job. If Atlanta drafted Bo Nix and he can play, you're not paying him for 5 years. Belichick's got about 5 years to coach. If Jerry re-signs Dak, that's going to be 4 or 5 years. You're going to have to overcome a big financial boulder on your shoulder. This is a salary cap league. Brady took pay cuts. Most quarterbacks don't want to. Mahomes has done team-friendly deals, right? That's Drew Brees. Finally figured it out, take the most. It's easier to win. So the idea, you think of Atlanta as, oh, losing organization. What's Dallas done in 30 years? Well, tell me. You're going to brag about that October win over the Commanders? I mean, again, it's you got to consider, what's the quarterback? What's the ownership? Who do I have to pay? How soon do I have to pay him? The Atlanta situation to me is all possibilities. And they may not have Dallas's O-line, but PFF ranks them as a top six O-line. Their rebuild, where is it? On Bill's side. Their rebuild's on defense. That's Bill's expertise.
The only problem with that, Colin, is, like you said, quarterback. And what faith do you have in Bill Belichick, who fumbled Cam Newton, which was a disaster, Mac Jones, which was a train wreck, Bailey Zappi? I don't know that Bill knows quarterbacks at this stage in his career. It has a whiff, Bill's at 72, of Nick Saban in Alabama. I don't get offense in the modern era. I need to hand it off to other dudes. And
what place has one that you have to win?
Dallas, for sure. But you're going to win. You're going to roll out of bed and win 10 or 11 or 12 games. They've won 12 games 3 years in a row. They just can't deliver in January.
Okay, Colin right, Colin wrong.